The generations of the grandparents, Grandpa Rob, actually, as far as the town of Marlboro's are concerned, I'm talking about now, he moved to the town of Marlboro. So in that generation is Grandpa Rob and my dad and myself and my son Lawrence and his daughters. So there's four generations there that were in Marlboro. But as far as my mother's side, on my mother's side of the thing, there were five generations because Grandpa Wiswell was born in Marlboro. His father's family moved to Marlboro from somewhere in Massachusetts, I don't remember where it was, and he built a house in Marlboro. He was a carpenter. He built a house in Marlboro. And Grandpa Wiswell was born in Marlboro, which would leave one generation. My mother was the second generation. Myself was the third generation. And Lawrence was the fourth generation. And Emily and Martha are the fifth generation. So, actually, the Wiswell family had the longest generation, had the longest of generations living and staying in Marlboro, being in Marlboro. And they go back quite a ways. As a matter of fact, the Marlboro history, which I'm very sorry to say that Marlboro history is shut off at 1876 or 1880. That was the last of the Marlboro history that's been written. And the Wiswell family goes way back way back to the Revolutionary War. And as far as Gramps' generation, I don't know. The amount of how far back the generation. I really can't tell you. Only it's Gramps' generation. That's all I know. That's a short one, but we'll have to